This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel is warning all residents in northern Gaza they have 24 hours to evacuate their homes and relocate to southern Gaza. A statement by the spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the order was received by UN personnel in Gaza from Israeli military officials shortly before midnight local time. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in UN schools and healthcare facilities. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says such an evacuation would be impossible to carry out without devastating humanitarian consequences. He said the UN is urging Israel to rescind the order to avoid turning what is already a tragedy into a calamitous situation. Israel has dropped 6,000 bombs on Gaza since the shock invasion of Israel by Hamas militants that killed at least 1,300 people. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. Analysts say Iranian-backed proxies in the region could join the war against Israel. VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
Iran is a major supporter of Hamas, and there are fears that the attack could spiral into a broader conflict in the region.
If Israel is going to mount a ground invasion of Gaza, I think there is real concern that these other groups that have gotten Iranian support and that share Iran's goals and share Iran's animosity toward Israel, that they might get involved as well.
That includes Hezbollah, a powerful militant group based in Lebanon and backed by Iran. Israeli forces have exchanged sporadic rocket fire with Hezbollah fighters in recent days. Syria said Thursday that Israeli missiles had targeted airports in Damascus and Aleppo, damaging their runways. Israel did not comment, but has previously accused Syria of facilitating arms shipments from Iran to militant groups in the region. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, the United States is now blocking Iran from gaining access to $6 billion deposited in a bank in Qatar last month as part of a prisoner exchange deal. Sources close to the matter tell news outlets that the U.S. and Qatar had agreed to block Tehran from accessing the funds. The money represents proceeds of Iranian oil sales that have been held in a South Korean bank. The money was transferred to Qatar in exchange for last month's release of five Americans being held in Iran. The funds were only to be used for the purchase of humanitarian supplies, but the administration of President Joe Biden had come under intense criticism from both Democratic and Republican lawmakers after the invasion of Israel. The lawmakers argued Iran could use the money to support terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah and Hamas. The top prosecutor from the International Criminal Court told Reuters on Thursday the ICC has jurisdiction over potential war crimes carried out by Hamas militants on the territory of Israel, even though the country is not a member state.
Well, the Rome Statute's clear. We have jurisdiction on the territory of a state party, and we have jurisdiction in relation to conduct committed by nationals of state parties. So Palestine is a state party. If there is evidence that Palestinians, whether they're Hamas or Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, or any other person, or any other national of any other state party, has committed crimes, yes, we have jurisdiction, wherever they're committed, including on the territory of Israel.
The ICC can only prosecute individuals for alleged criminal conduct when states are unwilling or unable to prosecute themselves. The effort to choose the next speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives continues. Congressman Steve Scalise of the southern U.S. state of Louisiana has ended his bid to become House Speaker after failing to secure the votes to win the gavel. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He had been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, favored by hard liners who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.